Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Panther head coach Scott Humphrey after a tough, heartbreaking overtime loss, 42-40, to the visiting Palmyra team. Coach, congratulations on hanging with them and with your people showing grit. You took the game from them, and the best they could do was tie you at the end, and then some obscure basketball stuff happened in the last 4 minutes that I'm not going to pretend to understand. What did your boys do right tonight? Because I know there were some people that doubted that they'd be able to hang with them, and I think they proved them wrong.
You know, we showed a lot of toughness. We showed a lot of grit. You know, we played a really tough game last night against Monroe, and we came out here. Yeah, we won, and we came out here tonight against the 21-1 team, and we gave them everything they wanted. You know, we just kind of – they're in the last 3 minutes of regulation. We need to take care of the ball better. Be a little stronger with the ball, and we didn't go our way, and you know, we ended up coming up on the short end of it.
Coach, this is online basketball ignorance coming at you, but late in the fourth, Noah Croft had the ball and was closing in on the basket, and it looked like a Palmyra player just grabbed the ball and tried to take it from him, and they called a stop. And the next thing I knew, Palmyra had the ball. Would you care to try and explain that, or just I'm happy to read Basketball for Dummies one of
these days? Well, you know, we just, you know, Noah took it in there. Noah's having a great season offensively for him, or, you know, all around. And he took it in there, and he got tied up. It was really, and they called jump ball, and the arrow went their way, and that's really what it was. So nothing too crazy.
Sounds like I need to look up jump ball one of these days. Noah Croft finished the game with you for 14 points. Cullen Bennett had 11, and Anthony Ford 7. Palmyra's lead scorer McKinney only had 11. Was Palmyra putting extra defense on Ford tonight, sir?
Well, they're just big physical down. You know, it's hard. It's 42-40 in a, you know, overtime varsity boys basketball game. You know, it's a tough, tough sledding, tough to score buckets. I thought Logan Rosenfelder shot the ball extremely well tonight. I thought he played great defense on Bear Bach, who's a, you know, all-state caliber player. You know, and like I said, we needed to make one or two more plays in regulation, and it didn't happen. And we came up on the short end of the stick. And, you know, it was a tough loss, and it hurts. But I told the guys we were supposed to play them on January 13th. If we played them on January 13th, it wouldn't have been this game.
Yes, sir.
It would have. We've gotten so much better here in the last 3 weeks, and you know, I'm real proud of my kids. And you know, it hurts, but we just got to move forward.
Tell me a little bit about the growth that the boys show tonight. Does their performance have implications for the future?
Well, I mean, it's just something we need to we got to learn from, and we got to find a way to.
You know, do you think they learned that maybe they're better than they thought they were?
Yeah, I think we know we're coming along. I think we know we're closing the gap on, you know, some really good teams in the area, and that's what you want to be doing at this time of the year. You want to be playing your best basketball, and you know, for the most part, we're playing our best basketball. We got some tough stretches we got to iron out, but
who's next, sir?
We got a 19 or 20 win Southern Boone team coming in here for senior night on Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier, but that's fine. And we'll have a good practice on Monday. We'll watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl tomorrow, and be ready to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and good luck Tuesday night. We'll see you there.
Yep.
This Fireside Guard Live is brought to you by RE/MAX On The Move and Kendra West. Thank you for listening.